The former South African president, Nelson Mandela, is celebrated for many extraordinary acts. He endured more than a quarter century of imprisonment. Once in office after apartheid was struck down, he led his country on a path toward reconciliation rather than recrimination. And one act of Mandela's that remains stunningly exceptional, to the point of being almost revolutionary in his part of the world, might seem more mundane here in the U.S. He retired. Mandela left office voluntarily. The Reverend Charles Stith, former U.S. ambassador to Tanzania, now associated with Boston University, has begun a program there that might encourage more African leaders to follow Mandela's example. Ambassador Stith, perhaps you can begin by describing the problem that you're trying to solve.
Well, it's a twofold foci for us. One is to tap into the experience of former democratically heads of state in Africa, such that Americans understand more about the complexity and diversity in Africa. Secondly, you know, it's our hope that in some small way that we'll punctuate for leadership in Africa that there is life after the presidency, which we think can in some way aid toward folks making that critical decision to step aside at some point.
I mean, the message would be if you, Mr. African President, who did get elected initially, if at the moment when you're tempted to rig that re-election or intimidate your opponent or whatever it might be, because there's nothing left for you to do, there is something for you to do. You can go to Boston and be a resident at Boston University.
Sure, but it also I'd also add that it doesn't have to be to rig or fix an election. You know, you ought to have a shelf life in public office. And it's to say that you don't have to continue to run ad nauseum.
Well, what do you say to a critic who would argue that whatever the interest we might have in hearing from a retired, democratically elected African leader, whatever it is, it's not scholarly. And this sounds more like being an important personage based at a university and giving a couple of speeches.
You know, the viewpoint of a former president or a sitting president isn't all you need to know about how a country works and where it's been and where it's going. But having said that, presidents sit on a unique perch, and they have a perspective about what has happened, what is happening, and what can potentially happen that no one else has. And the unique value of this project is that it zeroes in on a potential fund of knowledge that nobody up to this point, surprisingly, has sought to tap.
But isn't part of what's unique about the perspective of former government leaders from Africa or anywhere else for that matter is that they are self-interested in advancing the arguments for what they did and defending what they did and saying that they were terrific?
Well, in part, the obvious answer to that is yes. I mean, everybody likes to justify their own existence and agenda. But having said that, you know, one of the values about bringing folks into an academic environment is, by definition, it is reflective. Mm-hmm. And it's our hope that as they kind of settle in, our hope and our expectation is that they'll become a bit more reflective, and thus we'll have access to some insights that couldn't be gleaned elsewhere.
Ambassador Stith, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be with you and for people who are interested in learning more about what we are doing at Boston University. I'd invite them to check out our website.
And they can link to it from our website. Reverend Charles Stith was U.S. Ambassador to Tanzania. He is now Director of the African Presidential Archives and Research Center of Boston University.